Welcome, this is Dr. Saida. We're about to do a meditation on our heart's yearning. So hopefully you did the warm-up just to open up your body to come into a state of relaxed arousal. Your awareness is relaxed. Your mind and your body are more connected, but you're awake, you're alert. You can do this meditation sitting down, or you can stretch out and lie down. If you end up falling asleep, it's okay. The subconscious mind will also receive the meditation. So let's begin. The first thing we're going to do is just allow ourselves to notice our breath. We're not going to change the breath. Just notice your breathing. Notice the in-breath and the out-breath. Notice how you're breathing. Are you breathing through your nose or your mouth? Are you chest breathing or belly breathing? None of it matters. Just notice. Now we're going to expand our noticing. Imagine that not only your lungs are breathing, but the whole of your body is breathing just for a moment. Imagine that your own skin, all the pores of your skin, are breathing with you. So your whole body is inhaling and exhaling. Invite your whole body, your whole being to breathe with you. Your mind deeply relaxing, focusing on the here and the now. And then I want you to rub your hands together. Make them warm. And gently for a moment, just stroke down your face, down your neck, down your torso. And do that 3 times. Up from your face, down. Inhale as the hands come up. And slowly exhale as the hands come down. Rub your hands again. This time, allow your hands to rest comfortably over your heart. And just take a moment to breathe into this area of your chest. And as you breathe, I want you to become aware of any tension in your chest. And as you're breathing, imagine you're creating more space around your heart. In around your lungs. With every breath in, imagine more and more space. And with every breath out, releasing tension. It works a little better if you're willing to smile inwardly into this space. Imagine smiling at someone you love deeply. And feel the warmth of your own smile pouring into your body and softening the area around your heart and your lungs. Take a deep breath and release a sigh. Do that 2 more times. Now focus on your own heart, not just the physical heart that's beating, but the heart as the place of your deep yearning and desire. Let's call it the heart fire. And imagine a beautiful warm hearth in the center of your heart. Warm yourself here. And smile into your own heart. And as you relax into your own heart, you're going to ask yourself a simple question and then listen. would I deeply love? What would I deeply love right now in my life? What would I love so fully in my life? I would feel lit up in the experience of having it. Touch that part of your own heart that is yearning for something. Imagine for a moment that you're allowed to have that. Let your yearning come forward strongly. Let the voice of your heart have a space to exist. What do you yearn for right now? What would you love? You matter. What you yearn for matters. It's okay, even if you don't know how it could be possible to have it. It's okay to yearn for. Feel the tenderness, or the excitement, or the living edge of that yearning. Notice what it feels like to just, even the tiniest way, allowing the possibility of your yearning to exist. What would you love deeply? What would you love so thoroughly that the thought of dying with this unexpressed in your life is really sad? That it must come at least into your own heart. And even though you don't know how, you can allow this yearning to exist here in the sacred space of your own heart fire. And no one ever needs to know. This is between you and your own heart. What do you yearn for? What does it taste like, smell like, sound like, feel like? Enter that yearning. Let it breathe itself into being. Feel the aliveness of this yearning. What are you being called into? It's okay if it scares you or feels intimidating. This is just between you and your heart. And you're safe. You're totally, completely safe to allow it to exist. Just whisper it to yourself inside your heart. You don't even need to whisper it out loud. Just whisper it right now in your own heart. I yearn for. I would love. And say it in your heart. What is that yearning? You're allowed to have it. Give yourself full permission. This is your life. Your yearning is the way that your own essence speaks to you. You have your own unique and beautiful life to live. What wants to come through you? Your yearning is the unveiling of this mystery, step by step. You may not have the whole picture right now. Just a sniff, just a light taste. That's okay. Feel the vulnerability of this ache. What if it never comes true? That can hurt, that thought. So we let ourselves be vulnerable. We don't put conditions on our yearning. In this one place in the world, your heart. This is where it can exist. This is where it matters. So smile into this beautiful and unique yearning. And breathe life into it. Let it touch you. Let it fill you. Let it inspire you. Heck, let it scare you. Be intimate with this yearning. Invite it to express itself more and more in your life. Be willing to listen and guide you. You will know if it's true or not. You will know. For now, trust. Are you willing to trust in your own inner compass? Are you willing to say yes to your own life and the heart fire within you? Whisper it. Yes. You don't need permission, but if you think you do, give yourself permission right now to say yes. I am enough, and my yearning is valid, and it is allowed to exist here in the deep secret places of my own. Take a deep breath. Thank your heart. Take another deep breath. Feeling the tenderness and aliveness of touching this yearning. And take another deep breath, being grateful. For being alive and being human and being you. Rub your hands and gently wipe down your face, down your neck, down your chest, down your belly. And just be still for one moment, slowly coming out of the meditation. As we end, this meditation ends, I invite you to take a moment to journal about what you experienced. If it's too scary to even write about your yearning, that's okay. You don't have to. But if you would love to, the invitation is there. And you can come back to this practice as often as you'd love. Have a beautiful rest of your day.